Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Bansoul. I'm here with the studio with Sharia Berry, a community organizer. I'm going to talk about an event that she's coming up in September, on September 24th, and also author Karen Watson, author of Counting My Pennies, and we'll be talking to her too. So welcome, guys. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for inviting us.
Absolutely. Sharia Perry, welcome back again. You've also, this is not your first time here on the show, or at least in the studios here. Congratulations on putting this event together to benefit the homeless. Tell us a little bit about this this event coming up on September 24th.
Well, thank you for having me, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here. I would definitely tell everyone about the event. This is the event that I want you to share with the neighbors, your friends around you. It's called Hope for the Homeless. This is a community resource event, free admission, with the donation of a toiletry. The event will be held at the address of 23401 Mound Road in Warren, Michigan. And it's going to be held from 12 to 5 p.m.
So this is to benefit the homeless. Tell me what the day is going to look like. What time does it start again?
From 12 to 5.
So what's it going to look like? What's happening during this day?
So there will be a series of events going on throughout the day. So starting at 12, when you come in, there will be free food available for while it lasts. We'll have a lot of free resources available. Wayne State Mobile Clinic will be there providing preventative screenings and services free of charge. You don't need ID. You don't need to make an appointment. Just come. They'll be doing HIV testing, diabetes testing, cholesterol, blood pressure, COVID testing, flu shots, you name it. That's why we want to share this event and let people know about it.
You're doing this to benefit the homeless. Tell me, what have you seen and heard that causes you to put something like this together? What is it like out those without a place to stay?
This event I'm very passionate about. I put my heart and soul into this because it's personal. We all been through things. But because I wanted to share that there are resources available for people to use and get on their feet that we might not know about. Had I not had people tell me about programs that's available in the community, I would not have known either. So I want to use this platform to educate, to inform, to bring services to people that might not be able to get it otherwise.
So you'll have resources available for those who are homeless?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There'll be my community dental will also be there doing dental work as well. So they can come get just about a whole workup, you know, that day for free. You know, come and you don't need, like I say, no ID or nothing like that.
You're also gearing this to focus on children, too. What are some of the events that you have geared towards entertaining the kids?
I was blessed to partner with Detroit Councilman Scott Benson. He will be supplying backpacks and free school supplies while they last. We also have face painting for the kids, the 360 photo booth, and a lot of giveaways going on that day.
Mm-hmm. Tell me some of the, you know, because this, none of this stuff is free. I mean, it's free for those who want to attend, but somebody had to pay for this stuff. Tell me some of the sponsors and what they contributed to this event.
So, yes, like you said, this event is not free to hold. The expenses are adding up, but I thank God for the sponsors, Carmanos has played a part in donations. We have a sponsorship from Myers. We have a lot of community partners that have joined. The Great Divine Center will be there providing items for pregnant women. So come out, resources, information, and free giveaways as well. This is just a whole information resource event, and it's free.
You know, there's a lot involved here. You must have a team of 100 volunteers that help you pull this together. What is it like doing something on this grand scale? And do you do a lot of this stuff yourself? I think I already know the answer.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, there is so much work to be put in this. And, of course, something to this magnitude cannot be done alone. It does take a lot of people and a team to make something like this with a big impact. Mike, and including you, advice from and counsel from people that have done this before. No man's an island. I cannot do this myself. I'm so grateful for everyone that has joined, has gave advice, sent me to the right connections, or just come together. You know, all things work together for the good.
Yes. Now, it's going to be at 23401 Mound Road on Saturday, September 24th, starting at 12 noon. The venue, will some of this be inside and outside? Let's paint us a picture of what this is going to look like, what the day is going to look like. There's going to be a lot of activities, a lot of things. You even got, like, some hustle dancing lessons too, right?
Yes, Mike. The day will be filled with events going on. We even have signed artists that will be performing and a lot of local artists. We have dance teams that have joined to be a part of the entertainment, and I'm so grateful for everybody that has been willing to bring awareness to the community about homelessness. Actually, Mike, this is a kickoff to National Homeless Awareness Week for Metro Detroit. So everybody come out, show your support for Homeless Awareness Month, and it's going to be great.
So, again, it's free. It's going to be at 23401 Mound Road, and that's in Warren. What mile is that near?
That's close to 9 miles.
It's close to 9 mile. And it's going to be free and starting at 12. Now, like you said, I'm going to come and try to do a little poetry and jazz for about 60 seconds or so.
Come on,
and then and then you've got the mime troupe coming in.
Yes.
And then you've got the author, new author Carmen Watson,
ooh,
coming
ooh,
in
ooh.
to talk have a book signing for her new book too. And Carmen is here studio. Good morning, Carmen. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. First, I must say thank you for inviting me out today, and I just want to give God the glory because without him, nothing is possible, and he's the reason why I'm here, and I'm spreading the news of finance and wealth for our young people.
Now, Carmen, you and I have worked on projects before. We go way back, and I always knew you were great and destined for even greater and all that kind of stuff, but you keep this kind of a secret, and I did not know that you were working on a book, and you're going to have copies of your book available at this September 24th event for the homeless that Sharia Perry is hosting. You're going to have a book signing and everything. So tell us a little about the book. It's financially related, but tell us what this book is about and who's it geared for.
Well, my book is called Counting My Pennies, and this book is directed to our young people from 6th grade to 8th grade. And the book has a little bit about basic banking,
talks about financial wealth for our young people, Kitty Entrepreneurship, and talks about needs and wants, and preparing our young people to learn a little bit about credit and so on, how to budget. So this is what my book is based on. And all this knowledge came because I was a financial person for 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord has put all this knowledge in my head, and I just put it out on paper.
When did you start writing this? Because, you know, like you said, you've been in the financial industry for a number of decades. How long has this been in your mind thinking about it, and when did the whole thing start, this process?
So I'm just gonna briefly say, Mike, the thought of writing a book was back in 2020, you know, right when COVID started. But this idea about writing the financial part came to me this year when the Lord kind of moved my focus onto something else. And so that's what came about with the financial portion. Because I'm always trying to talk to someone about getting their financial wealth together.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord said the better way to do it is put it on paper. And so I love talking to young people, and I like to encourage them. And I want to see our young people better than what we are. I don't want to see our young people in financial debt. So I thought about it. What is a better age? What is a good age to start teaching our young people? And I figured if your young child at 10 can ask you for some money to go shopping, to buy video games, then they can learn the difference between needs and wants, and they can learn the basic banking rules.
Carmen, do you believe that there is then a lack of knowledge for especially young people, African-American kids in particular, about finance, about banking, about money? And does that hurt us here in the economy?
Well, Mike, I would say you probably know the answer to that because we've both been in financial. But, yes, there's a lot of lacking in the schools on teaching our kids about finance. And that's why they grow into adults and struggle and don't know how to handle their money. And so to your question, yes, we need to help our young people now get the education for literacy in finance. So financial literacy, we have to teach that now. We cannot wait till they turn 21 after graduating from college and then they owe all this money to credit card because they went out and got 21 credit cards. And now they're in financial debt. They can't get a car. They can't buy a home. So we have to teach them the basic stuff now so they can move into adulthood.
And is that what this book is about, the basics now? And does that mean that another book is coming? Because this book tackles the basics. It doesn't tackle checking accounts, credit cards, credit, finance, and all that kind of stuff. This goes to the beginning about the basics in money and counting your pennies.
Well, Mike, this book gives you a taste of the next book. So this book gives you a little introduction. It gives you an introduction to checking accounts. It gives you an introduction to credit. And I use the illustration of your credit in school versus personal credit in the world. So it gives you an introduction on that. It also talks a little bit about Kitty entrepreneurship. Young people are doing now and most of them are saving, teaching to save, because we have so many YouTubers that are young, and we don't know what to do with money, and we know what the financial wealth.
And I'm sure you agree that if they have a basis in basic finance and money and things like that, will help them to be more self-sufficient. They won't have to rely on somebody else as they go forward. It empowers you. There are so many lessons learned and reasons why something like this is good. Now, on Saturday, September 20th, you're going to be there. What will we be able to buy copies and have you sign them and all that kind of stuff? What's that going to look like?
Yes. On Saturday, I'm looking forward to bless everyone with a copy of my book. The cost will be $10. So bring your $10 along with your mind and your knowledge in helping our young people. And don't think of it as given to me, but think of it as a blessing to your child, because what's in this book is worth more than $10.
Now, if they miss you, if you sell all your books and you sell out, how can we, let's say that, if you sell out and we don't have no more books, how can we get them? What's your contact information if they want to learn more about you and getting a copy of the book?
Well, if you miss out on getting my book, and I will say amen to that, I will sell them all. But you can go to Amazon.com and order a book, or you can go to a local Black-owned bookstore, BlackstoneBookstore.com, and order a book from them. So if you miss out on Saturday, you can also give me a call at 734-373-9064.
Great. And Sharia, you know, this is great that you can enlarge your event to include somebody like Carmen Watson to this. I think it just shows that you're destined to even greater things, too, because God is putting this together for you now. And, you know, he sends the people, you know, and the resources and all when you start, when you put one foot forward. And I'm sure your faith has a lot to do with this, too, just like Carmen does with her project. That's true. And, you know, how does that make you feel when you do something like this for people who can't, you know, people who are homeless? What does that do for you?
I thank God for everything he's brought me through. And what we go through is part of our testimony. When we come out, we're supposed to tell the next person, encourage the next person that's going through something that it's going to be okay, to hold on to your faith, to stand firm and just wait on God to do what he's going to do. But in saying that, without, you know, God always opens the door. And like you say, if we put one foot forward, and if we just take one step, he'll do the rest.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I know the difference between my big ideals and a God ideal. Because things kind of work out. All things, it might be scary at first. I might not know which way to go, how to start it. But if he leads you to something, he'll bring you through it.
Once you put this in motion, then things started coming together. Yeah, and I guess sometimes you can't. If we had to think about everything, we would probably won't do anything. You know, but it's something about faith, I guess. You take a step forward. He sends that, you know, your steps might be little, but his are bigger steps, you know. So, all right, well, let's get back to when and where. So it's going to be Saturday, September 24th.
At the MRCC Hall. The address is 23401 Mound Road in Warren, Michigan. 48091.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to, I'm looking forward to being there. Carmen, you'll be there with a big stack of books. I'll be getting my copy and my signed copy and everything. So I'm looking forward to that. And again, do you have a Facebook page, website? Tell us about getting in contact with you to learn more about the book, Counting My Pennies.
Okay. So, Michael and our audience, if you want to get in touch with me, you can go to Peart, P-E-A-R-T, Consultant, C-O-N-S-U-L-T-A-N-T-S, group, group.us, or you can send me an email to Peart, P-E-A-R-T, consultant at iCloud.com. The phone number again is 734 373-9064.
Great. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you both, Sharia Perry, community organizer. That's the name I've given you now, because I know this. There's going to be more after this. Yes. And so thank you for this caring event for those who are homeless and trying to provide resources for them. And Carmen, thank you also for being here and being a part of this.
And one more thing, I just want to say thank you, Sharia, for inviting me out to be a part of your community highlights event. And I know that the Lord is going to bless you. And we're going to have a great time.
Yes.
And he's going to bring people out to support you.
Amen.
Yes, and thank you. I'm going to do the same thing. Thank you for including me in this. And I can't wait for to see some of the things that you're going to be doing in the future. Okay, again, I'm here with Sharia Perry, community organizer of this event on September 24th in Warren, and also Carmen Watson, author of Counting My Pennies. She's going to be at the event with her book signing, too. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining me here on the Michael Van Zyl Show. Okay.